All right, guys, can you help me welcome our amazing senior pastor, Jeff Dollar?
Yay, hi. Thank you. Woo! Feels like I've already been to church, right? You guys good? Well, we just got back from South Africa a couple of weeks ago. Actually, we got back in last Tuesday, and jet lag decided to stay with me a little bit longer. And Alan spoke last week. If you were here last week, that was an amazing message. If you haven't heard it, download it. It was epic. Several of you have asked about our trip. I took Brett Ratliff with me. And went to visit our friend Sapreza, who will be here in August. Yay! We're excited about that. And it was really good, you know. Can I do something real quick? Whew. I've just got to get settled here. This thing I talked about a little bit earlier, it's a fine line in between trying to make something happen, and then that's one ditch, and then the other ditch is moving on like nothing is happening. And so if you'll just allow me to stand up here and try to get caught up. You're probably way ahead of me. The other thing that one of the challenges in having two services is that, especially the way that we're wired as a church that follows the Holy Spirit, tries to follow the presence of the Lord. And one of the things that we realize is he is so creative, like cookie cutter stuff. He didn't have cookie cutters because he could make new cookies every time that with different shapes. And so being a human being who likes cookie cutters stuff, sometimes it doesn't work. And so my point is that you can't assume that just because something happened first service, it's going to happen second service, or I would say vice versa, but that would not, that'd be in the past. So I'm just, you know, sometimes the most reverential thing that we can do is to stop. Talks about an Exodus that when Moses saw the burning bush, he stopped. And it says that when the Lord saw him stop, that's when he spoke. Can you all just, I'm not saying that you are doing this. Let's just be mindful that we're not spectating right now. So, Lord, you are so welcome. You're so. Oof. I don't know what this means, but it's been kicking around in my spirit all morning, and feel like the Lord is here. The Holy Spirit is here as the burning one. John the Baptist was having a conversation with the religious leaders, and they're asking him, are you the one? Are you the Messiah? And he says, oh, no, it's not me. He says, I'm the one that's called to baptize with water, but the one who's coming after me He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. Enough. I feel like that there's a baptism of fire, and I don't know. And maybe I'm saying too much, or I've gone out beyond my skis. What I do know is that there's something connected to the burning one who's here this morning. And I don't know how to facilitate that, but so Lord, I just ask that you would release, that you would ignite the burning ones, Lord. Holy Spirit, that you would ignite the burning ones. The ones, Lord. The ones, Lord, that you're setting apart to burn brightly for you. Jesus spoke of John the Baptist, and he said, he's a burning one. So Lord, would you release fresh passion for your son's name? People, Lord, who will rise up. Ignite our hearts, Lord. Ignite our hearts, Lord, for passion for your name, for passion for you, Lord. For passion for your son, for passion, Lord. May they burn bright, Lord. May they burn bright. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a bushel to be seen, Lord. Fire of your presence, Lord. Fire of your presence. If you ask, he will give you. There's no tricks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It says that a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he won't put out. If you feel like that you're a smoldering wick that's barely holding on, allow him. You know how you turn, you catch it back on fire as you blow on it? Very gently, allow him to blow on it, to blow on your fire, to blow on that flame. You would put yourself out before he would. He will not put it out. We're in South Africa, and the last day, which happened to be a Sunday of this conference, and just stay right where you are. I'm just talking right now just to give our minds something to do. And I got up to speak and had the message laid out. Everything was laid out, and said good morning. And as I began to speak, I felt something go right across. I don't know how to describe that. I thought, what in the world was that? Obviously, I was the only one that felt it. And I thought, Lord, what are you doing? What is that for me? Is that for us? Is that nothing? He wasn't saying anything. Nothing. So I sat there. I tried to go into it again and felt this, I don't know how to describe it, the presence of the Lord. Anytime I feel the presence of the Lord really strong, sometimes, most times I stop. I thought, whew. So I look over at my interpreter. She's standing there. She's been interpreting with me all week. Non-emotive type of a person. She's standing there with her eyes closed and tears are just starting to stream. I'm like, ooh. So I'm thinking, I don't know what to do next. So just pause like this. Sapreza and the leaders, and they were all on their face. On this linoleum hard. And then I look over at Rose, who's my interpreter, and she's now kneeling down, weeping. So I thought, maybe I should kneel down. So I knelt down. And all of a sudden, it just got thicker. The presence got thicker and thicker and thicker. And as I'm kneeling there, I'm thinking, maybe I should lay down. So I lie down. And Holy Spirit just started moving across the room. Made no sense. Meaning, I didn't know what he was doing, and I wasn't doing anything to cause anything that he was doing, and so there's this disconnect. And I said this to first service, the Lord has had me in this one scripture. He will not let me off of it. It's Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your understanding. Totally simple. And yet the Lord is still going, I'm trying to get this, Jeff, from here to here. Because truth be told, you don't live this. You memorized it. But there's a big difference in living. So we're at this meeting and it's like this. The young man gets up and he talks to Sapraisa's wife. And she says, Jeff. So he comes up, he's a young African man. And he said, I feel like with all the different nations that are represented here, I feel like that there's an opening right now for us to pray to the Lord for our nation, each individual nation. And he said that I feel like that if we could have different people come up to represent their nation, they could pray. So I said, oh, so okay. And he said, I think I'd like to go first. So okay, he was from Swaziland. So he prayed. And he turns to me and he says, I'd like to call up other nations. I said, great. I said, who do you want to call? He said, China. I said, China. I'm thinking, there's no Chinese people here. That's, are you? He says, yeah, go ahead. So he gets up and he says, I'd like to call the nation of China. Look around, nobody's moving. Right when I was about to say, okay, it's okay, you know, try another nation. There's a movement over here to my right, and this lady about this tall stands up from China. She comes up, and they ask her to pray, and she prays in Chinese. And oh my word, nobody understood a word she was saying, but everybody was engaged, going, yes, God, yes, God, yes. She's crying out for China. She's crying out, pouring out her heart. It's like, whoa. Then there were others that came up, and by the end of it, there's probably, I don't know, 8 to 12 people all praying for their country. And I remembered, my house shall be called a house of for all nations. I was like, oh, we were just in a God-ordained service where this is what church looks like to him. Oh. So we left there. We were primarily at the African church all week. Sapraisa has two churches. So we went to the South African church, which is the white church. And we get there, and Tryphena, who's Sapraisa's wife, and three other ladies were leading worship. And it was dead. I was just like, oh. I felt sorry for Tryphena because she was having to sing white songs. They've been singing African songs. It's constant. It's wonderful. And now she's having to sing white songs. And I was like, oh, bless her heart. So I thought, I'll go with her, Lord. Whew. So we are, it's deader than 4 o'clock. It is. So they're singing and nothing is happening. And I'm like, Lord, you cannot leave me in this. I can't speak. Please don't do it. And all of a sudden, the song changed and I felt something in the room and I looked up and it was one of the ladies, her daughter, who I thought was about 15, she's 12, was leading this worship song. And as she started worshiping, I looked at her, she had her eyes closed, and she started to cry. I thought, oh, here it is again. As she continued to seeing her right arm started doing this. I'm going, okay, something. I could tell on her face, this is not normal. So I'm like, Lord, what do we do? What do you do with this? Obviously, the Holy Spirit is breaking in, and he's on someone who's not used to doing this. What do you do? So I just told her, I said, honey, you keep singing. Don't look at us. You keep your eyes closed. Don't look at us. You just keep worshiping the Lord. She kept worshiping the Lord. So the whole session shifted. We opened it up again like this to allow the Holy Spirit to do what he wanted to do. This little girl, I don't know what it was. The Lord was marking her for something. For such a time as this. The Lord was marking her for such a time as this. Never happened to her before. She'd never done this before. It was just all. So I'm like, Lord, what are you doing? Similar to right now. Lord, what are you doing? So Lord, I'm going to ask again that you'd bring it back around. That the fire of your presence, Lord, would follow us, would fall upon us, would visit us in the night, would visit us as we're driving down the road, would visit us at the most inopportune time. The fire of your presence. And Lord, I ask, Lord, that your fire would rest upon each one of us here. You can't leave us the way we are, Lord. We have to have more. 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 We have to have more, Lord. Anytime that I associate the fire with the baptism in the Holy Spirit, I feel like there's an opening today, an invitation. If you've never received the baptism in the Holy Spirit, it'd be a great thing. I realize that administration is not my strong suit. I'm like Wreck-It Ralph. But I feel like, I saw different groups of people standing up, and I was just asking the Lord, I don't know what these different groups of people represent. One of them is, I believe, it's for the baptism in the Holy Spirit. You know, the baptism in the Holy Spirit is not a one-time thing. If you read throughout the book of Acts, says, and Peter, having just been filled with the Holy Spirit. I thought he was already filled. He was. He got filled again. There is a fire that is here this morning that I feel like that it is meant to burn through cords that have held you captive, that are addictions related. There is a fire this morning that is here to rekindle relationships. So there's a fire here that is actually here to burn through the things that are holding you back. There is a fire that is actually here this morning that's meant to ignite you. So if you fall into one of those categories, would you stand up, please? There is a fire that is here to burn away sickness. There's a fire that's here.
Yes!
There is also a refiner's fire that's here. I've been through that one, and it's a great thing. There's also a fear of the Lord that is on that one as well. So, Father, Lord, we present ourselves before you, Lord. I ask, Lord, that the fire of your presence, Lord, would come through this place, would come through our lives, Lord. That would burn away, that would release, that would ignite. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I ask, Lord, for the burning ones to be lit. And all that that entails and all that that looks like, Lord. I ask, Lord, for passions to be rekindled, for marriages to come back online in the name of Jesus. Relationships in families to come back online in Jesus' name. Addictions to be burned in the name of Jesus, Lord. And that there would be a freedom, that there'd be a way where there's been an enslaving, where there's been a tying up, a chains or ropes. I ask that that would be broken in the name of, burned up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you take us at our word. You're taking us at our word as we are standing up saying, yes, this is me. In the name of Jesus. Whew, man. Oh, man. So let's do this. If you would, just without breaking stride here, place your hand on the back of the person, the back of the shoulder to the one beside you. We're going to pray for each other. There's so many of us. I ask, Lord, that you would burn through the cord of unbelief, of unbelief, of unbelief, of unbelief in the name of Jesus. That the fire of your presence would burn through unbelief in Jesus' name. And everything associated with it. The fire of your presence, the fire of your presence, the fire of your presence to come online. The fire of your presence, Lord. Cause us to come online. Cause our spirits to come online in the name of Jesus. You don't do anything, you just receive. Just receive, you just receive. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Well, just receive. The fire of his presence to burn up your list of all the places where you feel like the Lord has let you down. To burn up the list. Oh, that was, keep going. This song we just sang, you're never gonna let me down. There's another perspective. The perspective is a father holding a child saying, I will never let you down. No matter what you go through, I will never let you down. He will never let you down. He will never let go of you is another way to look at that. He will never let go of you. He will never let you down. You will never let us down. You are good. You are good. You are good. You will never let me down. You are good. He will continue to hold you. He will continue to be with you. He will never let you down. He will never let you down from his grasp. He will never let you down. Lord, I ask that the fire would burn through stubbornness in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know the stubbornness in our hearts. You know the place where we're resistant. I ask, Lord, that the fire of your presence, Lord, would burn through that. Lord, I just declare that nothing can stand before your presence, Lord. We love your presence. We love the fire of your presence, Lord. I see the fire of your presence burning debt in the name of Jesus. Fire of your presence. The fire of your presence, Lord, burning blinders off of our eyes, our spiritual eyes. Removing, Lord, the whatever's stuck in our ears, spiritual ears, the fire of your presence. The fire of your presence, Lord, pushing out a deaf and dumb spirit in the name of Jesus. The fire of your presence removing apathy. The fire of your presence burning away apathy and complacency in the name of Jesus. The fire of your presence restoring first love. Restoring first love. Enabling us to return to our first love. Lord, for everyone that's standing, I ask, Lord, that you would mark them. Place a mark on their lives. Mark them as holy unto you. Holy unto you. Let's declare you are holy unto the Lord. You are holy, holy his and holy unto him. Speak that over you. Jealous God. And I was just seeing the fire of his jealousy. It's coming to you. The fire of his jealousy. Bless the one on our right. Bless the one on our left. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would draw a target on them. that you would release the hounds of encouragement from heaven. In the name of Jesus, I pray that encouragement finds you. That encouragement is like a bulldog that will not let you go. I pray that the Lord continues to encourage you. And after you're out of that encouragement, that He encourages you even more. And after that's gone, He encourages you even more. And after that gone, he encourages you even more. And after that's gone, He's encouraging you even more. After that's gone, He continues to encourage you. After that's gone, He's encouraging you even more. The hounds of encouragement in the name of Jesus would pursue you and overtake you. You are bought with a price. You are not your own. You're His. I pray that this spills off onto your children and their children and your children's children, until the Lord should return. Just declare a spiritual inheritance. Your sons and your daughters would prophesy. Men would dream dreams, have visions. Pour out your spirit upon everyone, young and old alike. Your children will be waking up in the middle of the night, having spoken directly to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're a child of the Most High. Thank you, Lord. We just receive. Receive, Lord. We receive, Lord. We receive. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would now come as a seal, that you would seal our hearts. Set a seal, Lord, over our hearts. Set a place, Lord, over our hearts. Set a boundary, Lord, over our hearts. seal this, Lord. Seal your work in the name of Jesus over us, Lord. Just declare, I just saw the pages of Scripture coming alive, coming on fire. I just saw the pages of Scripture coming on fire. Just declare over you the word of the Lord. May it come alive to you in the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord, the word of God to come alive to you in the name of Jesus. It's the Spirit and the Word that we grow up. The Spirit and the Word.
So, I feel like there's more. Father, we declare in the heavens that nothing is impossible with you. We declare that you are breaking through. We declare that you are the breaker. And Lord, we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we declare all your promises over our lives. Lord, we ask, Father, for the oil of healing, drops of oil, be released from the heavens in the name of Jesus. Reach up and take your healing in the name of Jesus. What have you been crying to the Lord for? Reach up and take your healing. Lord, I ask, Father, that your angels would be released now. Angels on assignment. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke cancer. We rebuke every disease, any generational disease, anything that's been assigned to you by the enemy was not your lot in life. We break that assignment right now. In the name of Jesus, we call forth divine healing. Body, come into alignment. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call forth every depression, oppression, sickness, mental illness. In the name of Jesus, we call forth and say, be healed, be released, be broken off of you. We break every generational curse off of you in the name of Jesus. And I call forth life and divine healing be released over you. I call forth your mind be healed, be aligned. Every emotional track be aligned. Lord, I ask, Father, that you'd break off a grieving, disappointment spirit.
Yes, yes.
In the name of Jesus,
yes.
I call forth life,
yes.
Health, healing. And
yes.
I speak over you life and break off death.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, I ask, Father, that you would cause the waters to rise. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Father, that you would take off every cap that's been put on you by man, every cap be pulled out in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We release freedom over you, freedom in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask, Father, that you'd release, Father, the dams, and Lord, that you would call forth refreshing
yes.
streams, rivers flow into your body, rivers flow into your spirit, into your mind, rivers of life, 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 and every lying spirit be broken off of you. I call for truth and light and life come forth.
Yes.
Lord, I ask, Father, that you would release your spirit of revelation over each and every one in this room. Release encounters with you in Jesus' name. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. Lord, I ask, Father, that you would release the joy of the Lord. No more oppression, no more depression. I break that hold off of you. No medications in the name of Jesus. Every word that's been spoken or written from the doctor be canceled now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask for the reset button. The reset button. Reset our lives. Reset our lives. Yeah. Spiritually, emotionally, physically. In Jesus' name. Lord, we ask for the spirit of revival. Lord, I ask, Father, that today would be the day that everything shifts. In the name of Jesus, we declare today as the day that everything shifts. Everything lines up with heaven over our lives, over our families, over our finances, over our spirits. In Jesus' name, alignment, alignment, divine alignment. Be shifted in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you that you will fulfill your promises over our lives. We declare it. We declare it over our lives, over our families, over our church, over our community, over the nations. Lord, we thank you, Father, that today is the day that your light is breaking forth.
That's right.
In Jesus' name.
That's right.
Amen.
All right. Well, that was good. Pastor Christine, what do we want to do? We have a prayer team. If you'd like further prayer, we'd love to pray with you. Otherwise, we will, and the prayer team's on their way up. Look at them go. Just pray that the Lord would bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you and his countenance to rise upon you and give you peace. And I pray that this peace is the peace that goes beyond understanding. And this peace protects you, keeps you from the snares of the enemy. It keeps you from speculation and every lofty thing that raises its head against the knowledge of God. Pray that that is the peace that protects you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Might be good to, if you haven't yet, say hello to the person beside you, behind you, in front of you. Bless them. We're here. If you like prayer, we'd love to pray with you. Come to my right, your left, where Rob is waving his hand. We will see you next week.